As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Braves did what? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Echo Park Automotive off Commerce Avenue in Duluth, and we're going to be out here until 6 o'clock, Mike. And it's funny because yesterday we were telling people we'd be out here today, and Mike and I were both kind of like, is there something going on that we don't know about? And something did go on today that we didn't know about that was a surprise. And for a lot of folks, it's big news, obviously, when you talk about Atlanta Motor Speedway, which used to be, or at least the name was Atlanta Motor Speedway. The name has been changed, guys, to Auto Park Automotive. It's a 7-year multi-million dollar deal, and that news dropped today. So one of the reasons we're out here, lots of fun, activities, stuff going on outside, and of course, Mike, they've got deals.
Yes, man. So yeah, now instead of saying I'm going to AMS, you're going to Echo Park Speedway.
Yep.
So that's where we're going to be down. Matter of fact, the race coming up the end of the month, including the Quaker State 400, which is the night race, which everybody is excited about. We just had a blast at the race last spring. But yeah, the governor got a ride with Ross Chastain, the Melon Man.
Pretty cool.
Who won the Coke 600. Had the governor going around the track today as they announced it. But yeah, man, it's a now Echo Park Speedway down there at what was the artist formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway.
All right. And we know if you follow sports, naming rights happen, and it's a big deal for Echo Park. And obviously, they're excited for this new partnership.
7 years.
It's a long time. And hopefully, Mike, you know, we get some great races here in Atlanta. We've talked about the different times of the year, and this is going to be a night race, so it's going to be very cool later in the month. All right, more on that to get to. But we got to talk about this because yesterday we spent a lot of time on where the Braves are, which we're disappointed. Well, not only with the record, it's just more about the offense and what they're not doing. And ironically, as usual, we leave, we get home, and all of a sudden we find out that the Braves have done something. Mike, what is relieving your third base coach and his duties and bringing in former manager Freddy Gonzalez do? What's
nothing.
It do?
It does nothing. It accomplishes nothing. Matt Duasisopo gets reassigned. He'll work with Ian Field and basically in the minors, Gwinnett and wherever else. It's just window dressing. It's the same stuff they've been doing for years. It's like when they fired Seitzer as the hitting coach after like 2 years after the best season this team's ever had. And the other thing is, people hear about Freddy Gonzalez. Freddy Gonzalez is the definition of mediocrity. Okay, Freddy Gonzalez, literally, Carl, I'm still mad about him not giving Craig Kimbrell the 5-out save against the Dodgers, and it's over 10 years ago.
It is.
So Freddy Gonzalez is literally, you talk to a Braves fan, like our buddy right over here is buying a new truck, getting himself a new Toyota. And it's like Freddy Gonzalez, like, What? It makes no sense. I mean, Carl, I hate to say this. If you're going to do something, are you going to wait till the end of the year and just simply say we're not going to pick up another option? Remember, this is the last year of Snicker's contract.
It is.
I mean, is it just so unbrave's like to say, Snit, we're going to let you play out the string. There's no way we'd ever even think about firing the manager. So this window dressing accomplishes nothing?
Look, I think it depends on, and again, here's the irony, right? We're in the fourth spot. I told you guys this yesterday. We're not Colorado. If we were, there'd be other people being fired.
Right.
We're still in the mix, and it's still early. We didn't go on our run in 21, and I don't want to compare because every year is different. But that's the year everybody keeps looking to and saying, well, we weren't a great team, and then all of a sudden we took off. Okay, we did. That didn't happen till August. But, Mike, I think if this thing continues to trend in the way that it's trending, then you're going to be forced to make other moves. But this, for me personally – and look, I get Alex Anthopoulos and what he's trying to do here. You can tell me that we've had a lot of mistakes at third base, especially with our third base coach, whether we're sending guys or we're not sending them. That is not the reason we're not hitting. That is not the reason we're not hitting. So this is a move that at least says, we're paying attention. We hear you guys.
Yeah.
But we still don't have the answers to why our guys aren't hitting yet, and hopefully this is something that helps us. But this is not going to help tonight, okay, whether it's Ozuna or Riley, Mike, or Olsen with two men on and two out to come up with a big hit.
Look, I get it. You know, Tiasa Sopo had a kind of a brain fart the other day. Was it Olsen he sent home?
He did.
And the guy's like, Olsen can't make that. He's not. All right, so one day he's being aggressive. And like, I've never had a problem with third base coaches being aggressive and trying to make the defense make the perfect cutoff throw, make them make the play. But, I mean, if you feel that Matt Tiasa Sopo is the reason why this team is struggling, they don't give the general manager enough money to go get the starting pitching. But the pitching up late hasn't been the problem. I mean, we've had all issues, bullpen, starting pitching, et cetera. Don't hit. This team doesn't hit. Now, Jurickson Profar, you could say to Double A, it was a good deal. We had no idea this guy was going to be suspended. I don't know, would he be a guy that would help turn things around? Certainly if he's batting 280 and knocking in the RBIs like he was last year. But Olsen isn't clutch. We've said this a million times. Sean Murphy just isn't clutch. 2023 is like ancient history. That was an anomaly, Carl. That's an aberration. That's not what those guys' baseball cards are.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk about why you're sending guys at third base. Your team's struggling offensively.
Right. You got to push it.
You're trying to create runs that you know naturally if you had guys getting knocks and you were sending guys, it wouldn't be an issue. You're trying to be overly aggressive at times because of your offense is struggling. With that said, I want you to hear Double A. This is Alex Anthopoulos. He spoke to the media yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, we're at Echo Park Automotive out here in Duluth, guys, and we're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. Lots of stuff going on, especially when it comes to the race, and we got some special guests that are going to stop by a little bit later. First and foremost, this is what Double A said about what he's looking at when it comes to this team. And this is getting into something that maybe most baseball fans either care or don't care about. We've played a lot of one-run games, and they do matter. If you win a majority of your one-run games in baseball, you're not only going to have a winning record, you're probably a playoff team. We haven't done enough of that up to this point. And so he talks about that as well as, you know, this is what they call run differential and certainly expected win-loss record, which is what you should be, but it's not what your record is. Here's Double A.
You know, look, you guys know this. I look a lot at run differential and things like that. I look at expected wins and losses. You know, our expected one-loss record is 31 and 27. Our actual is our actual. And I don't want to run from that, but you do have to look under the hood at times. And we've played a ton of close games. We know that. We've seen them. You guys all covered the team. And I believe we're better than we've played. We're not getting blown off the field by any stretch. There's just been a lot of close games and a lot of little things that have impacted us. And those are the things that we need to tighten up. And from my standpoint, anywhere that we think we can tighten up and get better, and unfortunately, we love Tui, but we think Freddy Gonzalez at third base because he's such a good, accomplished third base coach. And again, if he's not available, we're probably not having this call tonight.
He's not available because he's not working.
No, he was doing some advising stuff.
I know. He's been with the Orioles the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But I like Alex, and I understand that, you know, he tries to be as forthcoming as he can be, but that's just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, replacing a third base coach, he's 10% better at third base coach, and that will translate to more wins. You know, the only way this thing gets better is if the guys that are paid guaranteed money do
hit
their freaking jobs.
If they hit.
Olsen hit.
Yeah.
Murphy hit. Austin Riley stopped with the errors. You know, we've talked about this. Strider, just do it the best you can. Alex, go make some more moves by the trade deadline. But, I mean, to me, Carl, 21, that's the thing. 23 is an amazing season offensively. 21 was the last year of Freddie. Freddie, to me, and losing guys like Ron Washington and Eric Young, that's why, you know, if Ron Washington had gotten fired by the Anaheim Angels, but he's actually doing a really nice job.
No, he is.
Considering he's got nothing to work with.
No, he doesn't.
But, I mean, if he got fired and we could bring Ron Washington back, I would be excited about that today.
Yeah.
But I can't get excited about bringing Freddie Gonzalez back.
Yeah, look, this is a trust factor, and for those who don't know, Brian Snicker has a great relationship with Freddie. They work together. I mean, hell, Snit took over after Freddie, you know, got let go. And that's just baseball, guys. It's managers and guys that have been with organizations. They become cool and they still stay in contact. So this is just about Austin saying, hey, if we are going to make a move, where are we going? So they bring back Freddie Gonzalez. Freddie Gonzalez is not going to be the story here. Tomorrow when we come back on this show, I guarantee you Mike and I are going to be talking about who did it and who came up big.
Right.
Freddie's just to me aside, as when we talk about this team, what we're made of, what the team should be, 4-4-7-2-6-9-2-9, back in his up again, 21. Everybody wants to go like, yeah, we're going to be like, we're going to go. 55 on our business. We're going to win the series. I think that's what people believe this team is capable of. I think we have the people to do it. I'm not telling what they're going to do at the trade deadline because I still don't know what his focus is going to be, but I understand the correlation. The problem is, to Mike's point, I felt like there were more clutch players on that team even before we got to August. We just weren't playing well, and then we hit a stride and give Alex credit. We did all of that, including the moves that he made to go get Soler and Josh Barrio, and all of that just played out perfectly.
That shift, too.
Absolutely. So it's just hard for me to sit here and tell you, well, we did the 21, we're going to the 24.
As we said, Freddie, to me, I've said this a million times. I thought at the time it was up to the moment about Freddie's agent at Freddie's camp. He's on the Braves. I mean, if you give him the 6 year, he's on year four right now. Think about that. You, no one would be complaining about, as I said to Carl yesterday, oh no, 2 more years and Freddie can't hit anymore. And Freddie just keeps on raking. The pro, great professionalism in the clubhouse. That really hurt the way. And losing guy Eric Young and Ronald Washington, accountability. I mean, seems listless. You know, that's why we said, Carl brought this the other day. Get out of the draw. Nicker, get out of the town. Do something. Protect the guy. I mean, like, but almost like, so, and Lord knows outside the organization. So now his own state. I was suicide here, and he had very important for that, right? So I'm building up these guys like that, but it's just I'm very honest. Yeah, it's not important to.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dukes and Bell. I'm sorry. I just got breaking news. I'm sorry. I got to read this.
What happened?
Well, Day-Day just showed me this. We are out here live at Echo Park Automotive. It is not related to our Braves. We're going to talk to our buddy Brandon Gaudin. 1 second, Brandon, 1 second. The Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach.
Are you kidding me?
They're firing Tom Thibodeau. And all I have to say is everybody said there's no way they were going to fire Tom Thibodeau. Mm. Tibbs led the Knicks to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Guys, more on this coming up, but that news, Shams just breaking that news literally as we come back on the air.
That James Dolan is for the Birds. Unbelievable. Anyway, more on that coming up.
All right, let's talk to Brandon Gaudin about our Braves. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. You watch him on FanDuel, guys. He calls our Braves games. What do you make of what's happened here over the last 24 hours, bringing back Freddie Gonzalez to be the third base coach, and how do you think that might help this club?
Well, you guys probably heard Alex Anthopoulos' comments yesterday, and I believe what he said, which is this is not a move to try to bring Freddie in to do more than he was assigned to do. There were some struggles with Matt Tuiasosopo, unfortunately, at third base this year. Those were well documented. I love Matt Tuiasosopo. Personally, I hated to see this happen for him because he's a great guy and has been such a great part of the organization. But Alex Anthopoulos just saw a specific need to improve that spot, especially with all the close games the Braves have been in. So he didn't make Matt Tuiasosopo a scapegoat. It was just a case of, hey, this is one minor improvement that we can make that he felt would make the team just a touch better in the near term. And Alex Anthopoulos also said it's the only in-season coaching change he's made in 14 years as a general manager in Major League Baseball. So I think some people are reading into it a little too much. I think it is at face value what Alex Anthopoulos said it was.
I mean, for some of the fan base, we'll see, like, yeah, there you go. We made a change. So we'll see if this translates. I said to Carl, if it means anything, Brandon, in that clubhouse for guys to go, oh, man, we just got coach fired or demoted in this case. I don't know if that resonates with some of these ball players because I don't know how you produce clutch. That's the thing we keep coming back to. They're just not clutch, like certainly like they were in 23, let alone 21.
Yeah, there's no question the numbers, especially in clutch situations, are down, just like they were last year. This looks a lot like 2024. Now, last year you had some injuries, obviously, and some really big ones, and you've had that this year, but still, throw the injuries out the window and look at who is in the lineup, and you would have thought that this team would be producing a little bit better offensively, especially when you consider that the pitching, all in all, you know, early on, we talked so much about the bullpen and Raisel Iglesias and how he had struggled some, and that's true, and that's warranted, and Iglesias knows that he's got to step up and improve a little bit. But all in all, especially in May, guys, you look at the rotation numbers, the bullpen numbers, they were there. I mean, they were very solid, top five in Major League Baseball, and you still finished under 500. So, look, I feel like we talk about the month of June a lot, maybe sometimes too much, and now there's this pressure on the Braves to perform in June. But this is no doubt kind of a make-or-break month, right? That they have to start to turn a corner. If they go into July and towards the All-Star break, sitting where they are right now, 3, 4, 2, whatever it be, games under 500, that's not going to be good enough. And I think they realize that because the National League is so darn strong this year. So the time to go is now. You've got Acuna back. You've got Strider back. He's on the mound tonight, and we'll see if this team can respond.
Brandon Gaudin, the voice of our Atlanta Braves, guys, brought to you by our folks with the Daily Download. Don't just live well. That's Atlanta, ATL Live Well. Brandon, let me ask you about the guy you just talked about, and that's Acuna. He came back. He looks great. He looks like there was no injury. If I lived on Mars and I came and watched Acuña, I would not know. But he also brings the energy that I think we've been lacking. But I don't know if that's necessarily been enough here over the last week and a half.
Yeah, it hasn't, because the Braves still have not had – you talk about sometimes when you get to in the course of a season, guys firing on all cylinders together. Well, it's pretty rare that you get all nine going off at the same time. But what you hope to have is five, six, seven guys that are really starting to turn a corner together. And the Braves haven't been able to put that together yet this season. They had about a 10-day stretch there in April where they started to turn a corner offensively, but then things subsided a little bit. But with Acuña back, what you would hope here is that everybody else can start to pick it up a little bit, and that can have a cascading effect. It hasn't happened to this point. Clearly, they've lost eight of their last 11. So Acuña, though, with what he has been able to do, and I agree with you, you can't tell any ill effects from that leg, knock on wood, and hopefully that continues. It's just going to be up to some of these other guys. Can they continue to make incremental improvements as this season goes on? And one guy to watch, as we found out yesterday, is Marcelo Ozuna, who's dealing with a bit of a hip injury. He's been dealing with it for over a month now. He has battled through it, and his numbers still are pretty good, even though the power numbers aren't as good as they were last year. He still looks really strong. So if he can stay healthy enough to be in the lineup and everybody else can start to produce a little bit, and then we're talking about a Braves team that I still think, and we hate to use that word potential a lot, but is there potential in this lineup to turn it around and make the postseason? 110%. It's just kind of put up or shut up time.
It's Brandon Gauden. Guys, you recognize the voice, if not from the Braves, for your favorite video game. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline talking about the Bravos taking on the D-backs next after a day off. Yeah, I was at the ballpark on Sunday, Brandon, and I'm not saying lifeless, but sometimes it just feels listless, like they just can't seem to get the ball rolling. How aggressive do you think you should be at the trade deadline? I know it's be here before you know it. Or do you feel this team is still missing some of those things, which even with the trades like 21, we maybe spark it to victory with this team? What you see is what you get. They're just not that team.
Yeah, I don't think what you see is what you get. I think there's a difference between 23 and 24. Obviously, statistically, there was a huge difference. But it's most of the same characters, right? So you say, okay, well, which team is it? And now you get into 25, and 25 looks a lot like 24. So the narrative becomes, well, maybe this is who they are. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. And I think that in the middle is good enough with the pitching that we have been seeing to get into the postseason and make some noise. It's just, will they find that middle ground? Will they get closer to 23? They're not going to get to 23, obviously, with the start that they've had here. But can they get closer to 23 than they were last year in the start of this season? And I still think there's enough in the tank to do that. You mentioned maybe the quiet crowd at Truist. Look, when your team is not scoring, it's tough for the fan base to jump out of their seats, right? And when the games have been 4-1, 4-2, it's been hard to really get any galvanized support. But, hopefully that's coming. So this is a huge three-game series with Arizona, and I don't mean to blow it out of proportion, be too hyperbolic, but this is a team that's right around where the Braves are. They're struggling, similar record. The Braves need to come out and take care of business.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brandon, 200%. He's the voice of our Atlanta Braves, guys. You watch him on FanDuel, Brandon Gauden. What do you think about Iglesias? Are you concerned with what you've seen there? He's had some wobbles. I think Snit said, look, you know, early in the season when we started 0-7, we weren't running him out there. He kind of got off to an uneven start because of the way these games played out. Do you think he's settling in, and do you feel confident that Iglesias is going to be a 35, 40, 45 guy, you know, games closer?
I do think that he's going to get better. We started to see that. The issue has been the home runs, and the main culprit has been the slider. And I think what we've seen is recently he has tried to go more towards that bread and butter changeup a little bit. I don't think he needs to totally throw the slider out the window and get rid of it. He's had success with that pitch in the past, but it is the pitch that has given up the most home runs this year. And when you go back and watch each of those home runs, most of the time, I think all but one or two, if I'm remembering correctly, were just a mislocation. You can't hang a slider in a two-run inning with a runner on. You just can't do it. And so if you're going to throw that pitch, you got to bury it low and away in a 1-2 count, right? You can't let that sit middle or lower third of the plate and let a guy come up and hit it out of the ballpark to give the opposing team the lead. So I think for Iglesias, what fans can watch for moving forward is when he uses the slider, is it more effective, and is he relying more on that changeup, which has been so effective for him over the years? And I think that's been the message I'm sure that they're having internally, and I'm hoping that Rysell can continue to move in the right direction after that rough start.
It is Brandon Gaughton, guys, talking about the Bravos and their struggles. We were talking earlier in the show about, like, we're just built to hit home runs. Like, so many teams now, I'm a big fan of launch angle and exit velocity and all that. But, I mean, to me, can we ever get back to stealing bases? I know Ronald's coming off an injury. Money Harris can swipe it back. But it's almost like, Brandon, we're just not a team that can pivot and become a team that's going to kind of play station-to-station baseball. We kind of live and die with the long ball.
Yeah, but I think that hopefully the truth like that is in the middle, like we were saying earlier with that too. Yeah, you can't just sit here and when a team is not hitting home runs say, well, we were built to hit home runs and we're not doing it. Well, then you've got to make an adjustment, right? And you do have guys in your lineup right now, Nick Allen, Eli White, who are small ball players. Now, Eli White has shown some power, but those are two guys that can artfully lay down a bunt. They can create havoc on the base paths. Guys need to do that. And guess what? If Michael Harris continues and he gets on in a key spot in a one-run game and there's a runner at first and nobody out, maybe he's got to lay down a bunt. And maybe you just have to start to find manufacture runs until some of that slug starts to come. But I think when you don't do that and the team continues to not hit homers, well, that's when you're going to have an issue. And I think starting to find ways to manufacture runs here in the near term while the offense kind of finds its sea legs is going to be very important for Atlanta.
Brendan, a few more things for you before we let you go. He's got the call tonight, and he's right. It's a big series against the D-backs on many levels, guys. But let me ask you, in your opinion, part of our conversation with Braves Country has been, can Snit do more? And I'm torn on this, Brendan. Part of me says, look, we've watched Snit over the last 4 or 5 years. Our team's made great runs. What's changed? What has he done differently? But is this a year where you feel like maybe, you know what, there is more that he can do to spark the things that maybe get us going?
Yeah, so here's what's hard for me is I'm so close to the fire, right? And I get so close right to these guys personally that sometimes it becomes difficult to be critical. And I feel like I'm in that spot now because I see Brian Snitker as the person and the guy behind the scenes and the guy that all of these guys in the clubhouse love so much that to me, it's not a Brian Snitker problem. Now, I understand why people on the outside say, man, I wish on a close call he would just pop out of the dugout, go out there and argue and at least get some fire going and make the people at Truist get behind him because he's showing he's behind the team. I understand that completely, but at the same time, if that's not your personality, it's tough for him to kind of get out of character to do that. Whether he should or should not do that is a separate argument. But from the 40,000-foot view, say, when you ask that question is, it's hard for me to be so critical when I think it's more on the guys in the lineup just producing at this point. Now, at the end of the season, if the team finishes 20 games under 500 or even close to 500, misses the playoffs, should a change be made? I trust that Alex and Brian Snitker will get together and figure all of that out. But right now, going through the thick of it and just seeing some of the at-bats and the struggles that the offense has had, I don't know that there's a whole lot you can pin in that area on Brian Snitker. If you want to talk more about him being more fiery, getting out there and trying to get the guys riled up, I wish that people could see how good it is in the clubhouse and those relationships to know that those guys rally behind Snit even when you don't see it. But I think this is something that will play out over the course of the season.
And just to wrap up with the same thought, we've talked a lot about, you know, what's missing because we can't quantify it. One thing I do know is missing is Freddie Freeman. And I know back in the day, Brandon, we were always going off on the agent and it's Freddie's fault, should have taken a lesser deal. Now a 6-year deal for Freddie Freeman seems almost laughable because he's so bankable. Do you feel sometimes there are things like that, just X factor of a guy and a personality and a clutch gene and the things that he brought to the table?
Yeah, I think in leadership, right, and Matt Olson is a leader in that clubhouse. It may not be as extroverted or well-known as Freddie Freeman was. And look, Freddie's going to go down as one of the all-time greats in the game. I mean, his numbers are just ridiculous. So it's, in one sense for Matt Olson, it's hard because comparing anybody to Freddie Freeman, almost anybody in the history of the game is going to look a little bit below what Freddie Freeman is. So I understand, right, though, fans long time have pined for Freddie since he left, and I get that. I've been a Braves fan since I was in diapers, so I understand it as well. I was a fan long before I took the microphone for this job. But what I would say is the clubhouse is solid, and the leadership, Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley, may be the top two in there. Chris Sale has certainly garnered that too. They are great. I think Chris Sale is fiery behind the scenes when he needs to be, that nobody sees. And so there have been some moments, I'm not going to say tense, I'm going to say positive, disruptive moments where they have had those conversations, and hopefully that translates onto the field. But yes, we've seen in previous deadlines, Alex Anthopoulos stir things up, get a guy or two in that kind of mixes the pot, right, and stirs the pot a little bit. I don't know. It remains to be seen what happens at this deadline. And if Alex thinks that that is needed, I know that people right now seem to be down on Alex. I'm certainly not. I think he's as good in the game as there is. But I think that he'll, if he really feels that needs to be addressed, he'll make a move.
Brendan, have a great call tonight and the rest of the way. We love your work, and you know that, and appreciate you stopping by, brother.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
Cool beans.
Brendan Gaulden, guys. Interesting perspective there, talking about leadership in the clubhouse. We'll come back. We'll address that. But we got to get to some fourth and one action, guys, including what's going on with our Falcons. And he called the reports foolish. It's Dukes and Bell.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.